This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live and direct from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. And 1059 on the Odyssey app. You can get us there too. Take us anywhere you go. The podcast, it will be up there later on today too. And a lot more too. So go check it out if you get a chance, all right? Hey, welcome back. It's a Monday morning. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
Oh, before we get started, I wanted to fire this up right here.
Just be me.
Yeah.
Please be me. Be me.
Woo.
Be me.
Oh, it's the week, baby.
Be me. Just be me.
Fidel, you're hearing that for the first time.
Yeah, that was sick.
You know,
yeah.
Put that
Where
together.
Did that come from?
Slacker.
Really?
The Slacker Show. Yeah, Slacker did it.
Wow.
AI.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's pretty decent. Yeah, a lot of people
Killer.
Love it.
Yeah. It's better than anything we've done over the past, 10 years.
Oh. AI?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, okay.
That's what he says. I don't think that's him singing or strumming.
No.
Although he can play, but I don't know if that's him doing it. You know?
Yeah. It so sounds good, though.
Snappy,
I like it.
Huh?
Yeah.
Thought I'd spring that on you this morning.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, we're just getting started. It's a Monday. Back to you. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning,
How
BJ.
Was your weekend?
It was beautiful. Last night, 7 o'clock. Sunset. Oh my gosh.
Oh,
it was warm. Oh, it felt like summer a little bit.
You sound like you had a picnic in the park.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
I was outside all day yesterday.
It was beautiful. Today's going to be a beautiful day too. I think today's 71, 72.
Woo!
Perfect. Just absolutely perfect. Spadil, welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah.
Spadil has been off playing paintball in Tampa.
Yeah, I had a good time down there, man. I liked Tampa a lot more than I thought I would.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
By the end of the trip, I was kind of like, I could actually kind of live here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Uh-huh. Yep. I could too. Well, I did.
Yeah, right.
15, 16 years.
Yeah. I mean, the weather's nice. It was a nice area.
Anybody heard from Jamie?
No.
Nope. No text?
Nothing yet.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Let me take a look here. Nah. No.
All quiet.
I'm rolling through my text. No. One of my dogs supposed to be out. Uh-oh. But nothing from Jamie, though.
One of your dogs is out?
Nah, I don't know.
Oh.
What's going on? I don't know what happens in that neighborhood. Once I leave the neighborhood, it's behind me, man. It's in the past, you know? All right, we got a busy show today. It's a Monday. This is the week of the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Woo! We will be down there on Saturday. The parade starts at 9. Look up the map stuff, and we'll post all week long. But I'm excited, man. Ranky Brothers is putting our float together. We have beads. All we need is for you to make signs. Saturday's going to be, well, what's the weather supposed to be Saturday?
48 and sunny.
Oh, it's perfect.
So, yeah, that's good.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So we'll be down there on Saturday. Coming up in the program this morning, we have tickets to give away. VIP at the St. Patrick's Day Parade in that little tent area where the grandstand is.
Oh, it's such a nice area. They got free food. You got premier seating. It's amazing.
Booze.
Well, that too, yeah.
Free booze.
I mean,
food
St. Patty's Day. Come on.
Yeah. I think if people take their choice on St. Patrick's Day, I think they choose the booze.
Yeah.
You know what
100%.
I mean? 100%. I mean, hot dog's fine, but man, go for those free drinks.
It's one of the biggest party days of the year.
All right, a lot coming up this morning. Also this morning, we'll have a code word for you at 8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, you'll have a chance to put in a code word to win tickets for what, Jelly Roll?
Yeah, Jelly Roll and Posty.
Oh, I wrote down Jelly Roll. Posty's bigger.
Yeah, he's the headliner. Down.
Yeah, it's Post Malone's big-ass tailgater.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Are the tickets for the tailgate?
You get two tickets to the show that night, but also two VIP tickets to the big-ass tailgate.
Oh, I got to start reading the headlines here. All right, couple of tickets, right? And the tailgate and everything.
Yes. Yeah,
right.
And the tailgate's sick.
All right, sick.
Yeah, you get there's food provided by Canes. There's beer there. There's like photo booth stuff, all
you
that
can also
kind of
get
thing.
A tattoo from Posty's Tattoo
Yeah,
artist.
You can.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, an actual, or is it a temp?
No, it's an actual tattoo. They're giving tattoos on site.
Does it have to be Post Malone?
No, but his tattoo artist is doing it.
Yeah, it's the same artist as him. Yeah.
Maybe you had to get a picture of Posty on you.
His face?
Like right in the middle of the lower back.
They might pressure you into doing that, but yeah.
I love Posty.
I bet you some people will.
Posty tramp stamp.
Yeah, a couple of beers, and then you're going to just feel obligated to get Post Malone.
Just get his face
way.
Right on your back.
Yeah, in some way, you're going to be obligated, you know, to get him on your back. All right, we have all that coming up this morning. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show just getting started. We will be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on a Monday. Good morning, Jamie.
Well, hello.
How you doing, Pumpkin?
Man, I was sleeping so good, and then I wasn't. Because then there was this thing called the alarm that went off. Yeah, that's always a bummer, isn't it?
Last night, I had a hard time getting to sleep.
Oh, I didn't.
You didn't? Boy, I don't know if it's the time change. Don't want to blame it on anything. Watch out for heart attacks today. High blood pressure.
Car accidents. Although, I will tell you, there was a semi-truck. And, man, you know how the CHP does that thing where they go back and forth to slow everybody down before there's, like, debris or something in the road?
Yeah.
I swear there was a truck driver. He thought he was doing that.
No kidding.
This morning, he's just like, whoa!
It's that extra hour of sleep.
Yeah, I know.
Man needs it.
You know, I did have one little issue this morning when I was when I woke up. And perhaps you guys had this over the weekend as well. Ready? I'll do it. You guys have to guess.
Okay? Oh, okay.
All right, you ready? All right.
I totally know. I had the same problem.
You did?
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what it is, BJ?
I have no idea.
You don't?
No.
A fly in your window seal?
I was like, how is that? Already, wait, it's fly season
already? Where how did they get
from?
Up? Yeah, you bastards. Why are you up, you bastards? I know it's nice and sunny and warm and stuff, but you're already caught in my window seal? Yeah, already.
Really?
Already, yep.
A fly?
A fly in the window seal, already caught.
Milo's stuck in like the skylight in our bathroom.
And then they're quiet for a minute, and then and you think they're dead or something, and then they act back up. Oh, no, I'm awake. Son of a bitch. Oh, it pisses me off.
How was your turtleneck sweater party?
It was super fun.
Was it?
Yeah, we had a great time, yeah.
What was it, Saturday night?
I think it was Saturday night, right? Yeah, it was Christy's birthday, and it was her turtleneck party. And what's funny is my girlfriend, one of my friends, she had like a, she all of a sudden just went like grabbed her neck. She's like, it's so hot, like this, and she ripped the entire turtleneck off her.
That was well made.
I know, right?
We're like, where'd she get that, T-Boo? Well,
I know. And we were all like, let's just cut it. And she's like, no, it was $80. I'll fix it.
$80?
Oh, yeah. She's never going to fix it. It was one of those that says like ski on it or whatever. Yeah. You know, it's for skiing.
Yeah.
It was funny. And we're like, let's just, come on, let's do flash dance from the, you know, 80s and like cut it all up and stuff. She's like, it was $80. I'll fix it. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, it was super fun. It was really fun.
Cool.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Yeah, the old turtleneck party.
Oh my God, there were so many people there too.
No kidding.
Yeah, I've never seen so many turtlenecks in one house in my life.
That's great.
Except for, here's what's funny. So I brought her like this like bucket. It's like a little, I don't know, it's a thing. And I had all this tissue paper in it and it was really cute and stuff. And I brought it and it had a bottle of wine in it, right? And so I set it on the table, blah, blah, blah. And then as I'm getting ready to leave to make sure she knows it's there or whatever, the wine's not in it. And it was kind of an expensive bottle of wine. And I'm like, what the heck? Somebody stole the bottle of wine. I couldn't find it. Well, I guess when I got out of my girlfriend's car, I dropped the bottle in the floorboard of her car. And so nobody had stolen it. It's just in my girlfriend's car in the floorboard. Oopsie. Really? Well, yeah.
That's before the party starts.
It is. And not only that, but my girlfriend was hungover, so she was the designated driver, so she didn't drink at all. And neither one of us saw that it fell out. So I don't know. It was a long weekend.
What a party in the cul-de-sac.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy. We had fun.
All right, sounds like a good time. Yep. And the weather was beautiful, wasn't it?
It was so great.
I think it's going to be that way all week long.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. We have a birthday party on Tuesday, and we've already... We made reservations to sit outside.
No kidding.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm going to play 9 holes of golf today.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's going to be a beautiful day out there. Then I think some of the cold weather gets back here sometime maybe next week.
Well, everybody's all the, like, even John, the Mountain Wave weather guy, he's all irritated. He's like, people are going for clicks on this Friday storm. And then this Corey guy, he's freaking out saying, oh my gosh, how can anybody even predict a storm on Friday? It's too far out and it's so fast moving and it's too warm. And like, everybody's freaking out.
We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Exactly.
So let's not worry about Friday.
I know.
Saturday's going to be perfect for us.
Yeah,
we're going to have a good time
down
there.
It'll be
nice. All right, big St. Patrick's Day parade. Can't wait to get down there. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have a lot of beads to give away. I hope we have enough beads. I hope we do, because I got a feeling we're going to have a lot of signs.
I do, too. It's going to be a blast.
I think it's going to be a blowout. All right, we have Post Malone and Jelly Roll. We have those tickets. Well, you'll do a code word. That's coming up at 8 o'clock this morning as we just get started. What about this Gene Hackman story? Did you see that?
I kind of called it.
Yeah?
Kind of did.
In what way?
Because I said I think that they both died separately, and she didn't feel well, and she was grabbing for medication in the medicine cabinet, and it just fell on her.
Yeah, I got it backwards.
Yeah.
I said he went first.
You also thought at the very beginning it was like a passion crime.
Yeah, I did. But man, oh man, what a weird story.
It is weird.
If you haven't heard the details, we'll get to that when we come back. But man, oh man, this story is just crazy.
Sad.
Just the whole timing. I could see where it would be really difficult to determine what actually happened with the way it unfolded, because it's so bizarre.
It is. It really
is. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Da, 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 da. Only 6 more sleeps.
Till when?
Shoot.
Oh, yeah.
6 more sleeps, friends. Get your brackets ready.
Woo! Oh, the brackets?
Yeah. What were you thinking?
Oh, I was thinking the parade.
Oh, no. March
St.
Madness.
Patrick's Day.
March Madness. 20 bucks.
Yep.
My friends have already put together the pool, so we got the text last night. Last night it said 7 more sleeps, but today it's 6 more sleeps.
Yeah, so, Sunday they come out.
That's the thing. She put it out. She put out her Venmo. She put out everything. And we're all ready to roll. However, my one friend, the way she picks is very odd. It's different.
What do you mean?
She picks it as which mascot could beat the other mascot's ass?
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
I like that one. Yeah, that's every year. And it works out as well as anybody else's picks. Yeah,
that's how Christy does it. She's the badass mascot. I'm like, what? Yeah. And then I was like, okay, well, if we're going to play that, then I think it's the Jayhawk, right? I think that guy. And they're like, no, all he does is poop.
Yeah.
Whatever. He pecks people. Pecks them. All right. Anyway, there's lots going on this morning. First of all, that whole thing that you were talking about, Gene Hackman. Here is the entire... it's Gene Hackman and his wife. They were found in two different areas. Here's the entire little timeline about the story. Number two.
For more than a week, the deaths of actor Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy have been a mystery filled with speculation. Today, Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Heather Jarrell provided answers.
The cause of death for Miss Betsy Hackman is hantavirus pulmonary syndrome. The manner of death is natural. The cause of death for Mr. Gene Hackman is hypertensive and atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease with Alzheimer's disease as a significant contributory factor.
Santa Fe Sheriff Adam Mendoza confirmed that Betsy Arakawa Hackman had run several errands on February 11th, and when she returned home, the data trail turned cold. Based on Hackman's pacemaker activity, it appears he was alive for a full week after his wife passed away.
Was he aware that Ms. Hackman had died? And I think that question's difficult to answer, but I can tell you that he was in an advanced state of Alzheimer's, and it's quite possible that he was not aware that she was deceased.
Crazy.
Yeah, they said he was in really, really bad shape. So, most likely he didn't know that she had passed away. What's interesting to me is that she had just run errands, a couple days before she passed away. And then her thyroid medication was strewn everywhere. And I'm sure she just went looking, she didn't feel good. You try to find a pill, real quick. And then she just spilled them everywhere and passed out.
And it's the internet, so I don't know what to believe anymore, but... Was it rat poop that causes that virus?
That's what they said.
Well, it can be mouse poop. Yeah. It can be any kind of poop. It's from rodents.
But I'm just saying, that's what they said they found in the house, rat poop, right?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't hear that they actually found rat poop.
Yeah.
They just said that she died from it, and then that is caused from rodents.
Yeah, I read they found it.
Oh, I didn't.
And that's why they came to that conclusion.
That's weird that they found it, because they have the people that spray for it.
I don't know.
Yeah, that is awesome.
I don't know.
Where did you read that?
Somewhere Saturday, I think it was.
Really?
Yeah.
I never saw that.
Yeah, I saw it.
Crazy. Because usually like in barns, stuff like that, places like that, the deer mice are everywhere. I know for me, I always freak out about that because the shed that I keep my four-wheeler in, all that stuff out of the cabin, oh my God. Even our boss went out there one time and cleaned it out for me because they were up in the rafters, the deer mice were. It was crazy.
I just didn't know there was a virus that was connected to the rat poop. I had no idea.
And it's mostly deer mice, by the way.
I got out there in that little shed that I have behind my house and cleaned that thing out, remember, a couple of years ago because we were having such a mice problem, and it was so loaded. I was in a deadly situation.
Yeah, hunt virus is bad. Very bad.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, Hailey Bieber's rap slams rumors that she mocked Selena Gomez. This is going on and on and on again, right? They're always saying that Hailey Bieber is mad at Selena Gomez and mocking her or whatever. I guess there's this guy, and he said that Hailey Bieber liked his post slamming Selena Gomez. Whatever. Her reps are coming out. Hailey Bieber's rep came out and said, oh my God, she never liked that thing. He was just going for clicks. That never happened. Can we just finally put this to rest? I mean, they both moved on. They're both married, or one's engaged. And, Hailey has a baby. She has bigger things to worry about besides Selena Gomez and her relationship with, what's his name? Benny Bianco. So no, that never happened. God, are they ever going to leave those two alone?
Never.
I don't know. I don't know, but if you're Benny, you got to be over it too.
Yeah, I'm sure. Even Justin too.
Yeah, much like the Jennifer Garner thing. I mean, you got to be just over it.
Well, it's funny because Benny and Justin worked really close together for a long time. And in fact, they wrote several songs together. And he knows that some of the songs that Justin wrote, because he wrote them, are for Selena. So that's got to be a little weird too, knowing that you sat down in pen and paper with Justin writing about now the girl that you're engaged to.
And watching him go through that heartbreak.
Yeah, exactly. Like, dude, like crying to Benny about, I mean, that'd be awkward, wouldn't it? So weird. Machine Gun Kelly says that, I don't know. He plans to be a family unit with Megan Fox. She's going to have his baby any day now. And he says that they plan on being a family unit. She apparently does not know this.
Yeah. She has no idea because I doubt she agreed to this.
Right? So crazy. Paris Jackson, I guess she got, that's Michael Jackson's daughter. She got a lot of crap because she wore a see-through outfit at Stella McCartney's fall ready-to-wear fashion show. Oh my God. Speaking of which, let me finish this and then I'll tell you something. Anyway, so she wore the see-through thing. It showed her nurples. And here's her quote. She said, "We're all animals. We've all got bodies. It's not a big deal. We've got bigger fish to fry. Let's do something for the environment, man. Let's do something for the planet, man. Stop freaking out about nipples, man." She said, "We look at naked animals every day." Well, now I'm going to think differently when I see you guys' dogs and your cats. I'm like, put some clothes on those things. My God. Anyway, what I was going to tell you is, you know, I have those PXG clubs, right? The golf clubs. Yeah. Well, yesterday I get a text from the Brooke who works at PXG. And she said, "Hey, listen, our summer line has just come out. And so I want you to see it." So she sent me the pen for it. And I looked at all the... Oh my God! Somebody at PXG is on crack.
Now, wait. Summer line of clothes?
Yes.
Okay. Oh. Gotcha. I thought you meant clubs.
No, summer line of clothing, and they are hideous. I don't know what happened at PXG. One of them is like a, it's like from the 80s. It's like a screened on picture of like cactus on your shirt.
That doesn't fit the mold at all.
At all, right? And then she wrote me back in invisible ink. Have you ever heard that?
No.
So you can write somebody in invisible ink, a text, and it'll just evaporate.
It's kind of like Snapchat. Oh, after they look at it, it goes away.
Yeah. How do you do that?
I've accidentally done it before, but I would have to like dive into it to look at it again.
Yeah, I meant to Google it because I was like, she just wrote me back because I said, "Dude, somebody is on crack that designed your line." And then she wrote me back in invisible ink.
So it just disappeared.
It just disappeared.
That's smart. I like that.
Isn't it an app?
No, it's just part of the iPhone. It's a feature. Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was an app.
It was just crazy. I was like, "How'd she do that? I want invisible ink." So I'll figure it out. Anyway, I'm done. There you go. Teletrash.
All right. When we come back, last Friday at about this time, we're trying to pick a song for our float for the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Jamie says, and this is all news to me, folks. I don't know anywhere this is going. But Jamie says we've been doing it all wrong.
We have.
We were letting you, the people, pick it.
Yeah, and that's the wrong angle. That is the wrong angle. It was right in front of us. The person that picked the last songs had the most successful parade ever, and we forgot. And we thought about only ourselves and about you guys. And we forgot who really mattered in this.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.